hands for the Lord one more time. Let's clap our hands for the Lord one more time. Praise the Lord. Praise God. You may have your seats. Praise God. Glad to be standing before you once again. It's an honor and a privilege for me to just be here this weekend. Like I did earlier, did make mention in the 9:15 service, I give honor to the leadership at this church. Number one, with the leadership of the pastor of this church, Pastor Jonathan Downs, and his wife, and also his family. Them pastoring this church, I honor them this morning, and I thank them for their kindness in inviting me to come down to this church this weekend, and just to be blessed by each and every one of you. I thank God for that, and that's something that I'll live with until I go to see God, until I leave the earth. It's an honor to be here, and I thank God for that. And also would like to take this time to thank the leadership of this church, every person that works in hand with Pastor Downs to make this church what it is. I give you honor for your hard work that you put in the kingdom of God. And I also would like to honor the leadership of the youth team here at Calvary Chapel, Brother Morty and his wife, as well as the youth committee, for putting up, you know, such a tremendous weekend. Friday night, we had an incredible time here worshiping God. And yesterday, we had fun. And them leading worship in the morning and the 9:15 and the 11:15 service. Praise God for what they're doing, and I honor them as well. And I would like also to honor the Chibangus for hosting me. They have been so loving to me, feeding me, and making sure that I am warm because it's going to be cold. You know, just driving me around, and I thank them for their kind hospitality to me. Praise God. And also, I would like to give honor to my pastor. I believe he's going to be watching this. He promises that I'm going to be watching, and they sent me a message last night saying that he's praying for me and that he is with me in prayers. I honor him for allowing me to come here, and also his trust and love and his leadership over my life. I honor him in Jesus' name. Praise God. Turn to somebody and say, we're going to have the Holy Ghost in here this afternoon. You got to say it with faith. Don't just say it because I said it. Tell the person next to you to say, we're going to have the Holy Ghost in here this afternoon. If you are not saying it out, that means you are not believing that you're going to have it. If you believe it, then turn with me to the word of the Lord in book of 2 Joel chapter 2, verse 28 to 29. The book of Joel, the prophet Joel, others, Joel, Joel, whichever one you find comfortable with. Chapter 2, verse 28. Praise God. It was great. You know, I've been in the 11:15 service and just seeing God move and touch lives. You know, what can you do on a Sunday but to be in the house of the Lord? Where else would you want to be on a Sunday morning but the house of the Lord? Praise God. So the book of Joel chapter 2. Okay, I'm just trying to get my notes up and ready. Joel 2:28 reads in Jesus' name. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And the 29 says, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out of my spirit. Quickly turn with me to the book of Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4 in Jesus' name. Praise God. Acts chapter 2. Verse 1 to 4, and we're going to read in Jesus' name. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house that they were sitting. And they appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave the utterance. Praise God. turn to somebody one more time and tell them that there's nothing like the Holy Ghost. Say it out loud. There is nothing like the Holy Ghost. Praise God. There is absolutely nothing like the Holy Ghost. You can have whatever you may have, but I can tell you, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, then you don't have it all. I can tell you that. Because the Holy Ghost is a game changer. Can I get amen to that? It's a game changer. You could be serving God and faithful to the house of the Lord, and that's good. We need that. The church need faithful people. The church need believers. But if you don't have the Holy Ghost, I can tell you, you're missing out on a game changer. And I'm here to remind somebody to say, if you don't have it, you can have it today. Not that I'm going to give it to you. It's not mine to give, but it's God's to give. And it's His desire that everybody have it. And what a good day to have it, but here in the 11:15 service, God, He's going to pour it out. We just read in the book of Joel to say that God Himself was saying through the prophet Joel to say that in the last days, I'll pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Like all flesh. He didn't say on a certain group of people or a certain ethnicity would I pull out of my spirit, but upon all flesh. Nobody's left behind. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, what you have or you don't have, what language you speak, your last name or whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter. The word of God says it's for everybody. It's for everybody. We ought to have the Holy Ghost. There is about 8 billion plus humanity living on the planet Earth as we are speaking. And the word of God says it's for everybody. It's for everybody to have the Holy Ghost. We just read in the book of Acts on the day of Pentecost, 50 days after the resurrection of Jesus, that the apostles or the disciples of Jesus did gather together in the place known as the upper room, as they were, you know, praying and seeking God, as they were instructed by the Lord to say that they should wait for the promise of the Father in Jerusalem. And that when they were gathering together, worshiping and praying unto God, and on the day of Pentecost, the Bible says, as they were in one place, in one accord, that the Holy Ghost was poured out upon them, and they began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. That was the birth of the church, and that's when the Holy Ghost was poured out. There was a promise before that in the book of Joel to say that God is going to pour it out, but it was yet to be poured out until on the day of Pentecost that God did pour out of His Spirit upon all flesh. There were about over 120 in the upper room in there, and the Word of God says that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and nobody was left behind. Do you believe that God can fill us all this afternoon with the Holy Ghost? You have to believe it. The Holy Ghost is about faith. It's not about, you know, what you are seeing. It's about stepping out in faith and exercising faith to say, I'm going to have it. It doesn't matter if you've had it before. You can always get it over and over. The Bible says you got to stir it up all the time. If you got it 25 years ago, 30 years ago, 40 years ago, you got it last week, or you just got it in the morning, or whenever you got it, you can always have it again and again, because the desire of God to be active on the inside of us every single day. The Holy Ghost is God Himself living on the inside of you. We understand to say that our God, He's a spirit. The Bible says He's a spirit. But the very same spirit came in the form of a man known as Jesus with the purpose trying to redeem mankind. Because God, Him being a spirit, he was unable to save mankind, because mankind are flesh. And in order for a spirit to save flesh, He had to make a flesh for Him to come reach out to those that are flesh. If that kind of makes sense. I've said flesh a lot of times. So the God who is a spirit, He became a man. And when He came a man, He came and died to save us from our sins. And the same God who is a spirit, He desires of Himself to be on the inside of us. He desires to live inside of us every single day. He desires a part of Him to be in us. That's his desire. That's how much he loves us. He just doesn't want to hover around us. He just don't want to be beside us. He just don't want to be below us. But he want to be on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us in ways that only he can do. Because he knows that we can't guide ourselves. We can't lead ourselves. We need the Holy Ghost. We need his spirit living on the inside of us to make right decisions, to think right, to talk right, to act right. And he calls for all men all over the earth, those that have gone before and those that are going to come after us, to have his spirit living on the inside of them. It's very important for every person to have the Holy Ghost inside of them, because it's a game changer. It's life transforming. I remember when I first received the Holy Ghost, I received the Holy Ghost in a prayer room, and I can tell you my life took on a different journey. Not that I noticed it myself, but those around me, they were like, man, you have really changed. I never noticed the changes in my life. And people are like, man, you sound different. Like, you are not cracking up to the jokes you used to. You know, you're just more of trying to be the godly boy around and stuff like that. I was not taking notice of that. God was working on the inside of me and transforming me. The thoughts around me, they could see the changes that I personally couldn't see. Could have been noticed. To me, it was just a thing. I was just falling in love with Jesus. You know, God was just doing things, and I just wanted to just give myself to the Lord. And the thoughts around me, they were noticing the changes. And I do believe that you can actually, you know, repeat the same thing. You say, when you first received the Holy Ghost, the changes that started happening in your life were so amazing. And I do believe that they're still amazing till this day, because the Holy Ghost, he's a game changer. He changes everything. It's God coming to live on the inside of you. And I'm quickly just going to share some of the reasons to why we got to have the Holy Ghost. You know, it's just not locked up to just having the Holy Ghost for us to just speak in tongues or to be led by God. But there's several reasons to why we got to have the Holy Ghost. It's so important that we have the Holy Ghost. The Bible speaks of the disciples of Jesus. When Jesus was with them for 3.5 years, whichever long they were together, the Bible says that Jesus often did refer to them as being of little faith. You know, he often referred to them as not having the courage enough. They couldn't cast out devils because they were not empowered with power on high. They didn't have that inside of them. But life changed the very moment that they were empowered with the Holy Ghost. The number one person I'm going to call out is Peter. Peter was a coward before Jesus was resurrected. He's the one that denied Jesus 3 times. Like, he didn't know him because he was fearful. He had fear inside of him. He was not sure, like, oh, if I proclaim that, you know, I was with him, they're going to take my life. He was so afraid for his life that he chose to tell a lie. It's like, he didn't know Jesus. But fast forward, the very same man that seemed like a coward, he's filled with the Holy Ghost. And now he stands in the very same streets that people who killed Jesus walked in, and he proclaims the first message of the church. And he tells them to say, the very same man that you guys killed, he's God. Boldness came upon him. Fear was stripped away from him, because the Holy Ghost came and dwelt inside of him, and now he had courage to face everybody. He was not afraid of his life, what's going to happen to him, because of something powerful inside of him that he said to himself, I don't care what is going to say, whatever. I don't care if they're going to kill me. I don't care what's going to happen to me, but I'm going to say what I know to be true. You say that there is a God, and that you also have to have him. Boldness came upon him. There was a transformation in the lives of the apostles. Before that, they were so fearful. They had so much little faith. And then now they have the Holy Ghost being empowered upon them. And now they're doing miracles. We find Peter and John walking up to the temple on the hour of prayer. And they find this man that was disabled at the entrance. These are people who couldn't cast out devils when Jesus was around. And then now, here are they referring to men. What I have, I give you, get up. What were they referring to? They were referring to the power that they had on the inside. The Bible says in Acts 1, it says that you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. There is power when you receive the Holy Ghost. There is power inside of you. It's literally God Himself living on the inside of you. The very same God, the creator of heaven and earth, the God that's powerful and nothing can stand against Him. Literally living on the inside of you. And the very same power is available today. And God, I want to give that to us if you don't have it. And if you have it, God, I want to refresh that inside of you. So that way you could be bold. So that way you could be, you could step up and speak the word of God like never before. How many of us do struggle sharing the word of God with those around us? Because we are so afraid of our names. What are they going to think of us? That we are not cool enough because we're just bringing up a topic that it's not cool. It's not interested. And we kind of feel a bit like, oh man, I won't say this. I'll just keep this to myself. Why? Because we lack boldness inside of us. We lack the fire inside of us. Because when you have the power of the Holy Ghost inside of you, you won't think for yourself. You won't care what somebody's going to say about you. You won't care what name they're going to give it to you, because you are walking in power and in authority, and it's all about Jesus and not you. That's what happened to the apostles. The very same people who were cowards in the streets of Jerusalem, they're the same people that turned their city for Jesus. They were arrested. They were brought before the councils, the leaders of the leaders in Jerusalem. They told them to their face, because they're told to say, shut up. Stop saying the name of Jesus in this city. And they said, oh, do you want us to obey you? Obey God. We're going to obey God. We don't care what you're going to do to us. And they went on. They proclaimed Jesus. They reached their cities to what now we call the apostolic doctrine. Because the apostles, when they were empowered with power from on high, they stood up and proclaimed the word of God like never before. And I believe God is counting upon you and myself to be apostles of this day, for us to stand bold before everybody around us and say that there is a God that died for you, and the very same God I would have you to repent of your sins and be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of your sins. The very same God I want you to have His Spirit living inside of you. The very same God wants to do great things inside of us. The Holy Ghost has so much benefits for us. The Bible, you know, tells us that we got to have the Holy Ghost in order to make right decisions. You can't make right decisions if you don't have the Holy Ghost. Because our kind of self always desires to do evil. Our kind of self always desires to do wrong. When somebody slaps you, what comes to your mind? What's the first thing that comes to your mind? Pray for them? Love on them? I don't think so. You want to whack it back, right? Because that's what our flesh does. Our flesh is always up for evil. But the Bible says that the Spirit of God would guide us and lead us and help us. We find the book of Galatians 5:16 tells us that we should walk in the Spirit and we shall not satisfy the desires of the flesh. If you have the Holy Ghost inside of you, it's going to help you not to walk or not to satisfy the desires of the flesh. Because it's God controlling you. However, you have to allow Him to control you. Because God is such a loving Father that He doesn't force Himself on nobody. You have to make yourself a vessel in His hands in order for Him to work inside of you. But if you choose to push Him away, He's just going to hold back. Just let you be like, okay, do what you want to do. I'm just going to watch from here. But however, when you draw closer to Him and trust God, let your spirit lead me. Not my will, but yours be done. God is going to transform your life, and God's going to do great things in your life. And those around you, they're going to know to say, surely that person has a walk with God. Surely that person fears the Lord. We need the Holy Ghost. It's a helper in times of anything. John 14:16, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring you to remembrance of all that Jesus said to you. You need the Holy Ghost to understand the Word of God. Reading Scripture without the Holy Ghost makes it hard and impossible for you to understand the Word of God. Because everything about the Word of God is spiritual. And if you don't have His Spirit, then you're going to struggle trying to navigate what it actually says. But when you have the Holy Ghost inside of you, and when you are actively, you know, when you're actively stirring up the Holy Ghost inside of you, and when you turn to the pages of Holy Scriptures, God starts to speak through you because the Spirit is inside of you. And when you are reading, it. He gives you understanding of the word. He gives you a better, you know, understanding. Probably you understood it the other way. And then now you'll be like, oh, wow, I really never, you know, look at this scripture the way it is. Why? Because the Holy Ghost now is taking control over your life. We need the Holy Ghost every single day. When we get up, when we put our heads to rest in the night, when we go by the day, we need the Holy Ghost inside of us because we can't make it without it. We can't make it without it. We need the Holy Ghost to love those around us, to care for those around us, to pray for those around us. We need the Holy Ghost every single day. And the other thing as well, the Holy Ghost is essential for salvation. Jesus said to Nicodemus in John chapter 3, to say, unless you are born of the water and of the Spirit, you can't enter the kingdom of God. It's very important for every person walking upon the face of the earth to have the Holy Ghost inside of them. Why? Because without it, you don't have a ticket in heaven. It doesn't matter how much faithful you are. It doesn't matter how much, how many times you show up at church or how much you give. Jesus was so specifically to Nicodemus and told him to say, marvel not. You must be born again. That is what is born of the flesh is of the flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is of the Spirit. You have to be born again. We need the Holy Ghost actively inside of us if we ever want to be with Jesus. If we ever want to see His glory on that glorious day when He shall come for the church. You got to have it. You got to have it inside of you. Without it, I'm sorry, going by scripture, you are not a candidate. It's a must. If you don't have it, then you seek it. If you ever want to desire to be with the Lord one day, you got to go after it. You have to desire His Spirit to live inside of you. Because without His Spirit, you can't make it. You can't make it. It's a must. You have it. The Apostle Paul went on to say in Romans 8:11 to say, you need the Holy Ghost to be lifted up, to be raised up from the dead. He reads in Romans to say that the Spirit must be present within you in order to be raised to new life. Romans 8:11. So if you die and Jesus comes for His church, you don't have the Holy Ghost, you won't be lifted up. You need it. You gotta have it. It's a must, or else you're missing out. You gotta have it on the inside of you. You might wonder, why do I always emphasize the need of the Holy Ghost in church, in apostolic churches? Because you just gotta have it, or else you can't make it out of life without it. You can't see God without it. You gotta have it inside of you. Romans 8:9 goes on to say, he who doesn't have the Spirit of God, he is none of His. It gets even really bad, right? He says, he who doesn't have the Spirit of God does not belong to Him. Do you get the importance of having it? He who doesn't have the Spirit inside of him does not belong to Him. Romans 8:14 says, all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons and daughters of God. You want to be a child of God? You want to be a son of God? You want to be a daughter of God? You got to have the Holy Ghost. It's Bible. I'm not speaking my mind. I'm not speaking my mind. You got to have it. It's essential. You have it. It's not some of those things just put up like, oh, you have an option to be like, oh, yeah, I can get by without that. Oh, I don't need it. It's for those that have it. No, not me. That's not for me. No. Every person, doesn't matter who you are, how, like what age, where you come from, what's your background, what you have or what you don't have, you are to have it. It's important that you have it inside of you. There's so many, you know, biblical references that speaks about the importance of having the Holy Ghost. Question yourself. Do you have the Holy Ghost? Or is it active inside of you? Maybe you received the Holy Ghost years ago, and you don't speak in tongues anymore, neither do you have it inside of you. The Apostle Paul did question the believers of John to say, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? I know we love God. We are here because we love God. Because I believe nobody just left their house just to come here for something else. We came here because we love God. And we want our lives to be right with God. I believe we are here because we want to see Him one day. We want to walk on the streets of God like we are singing in the song. You know, like we just want to breathe the air of heaven. You know, we want to walk on the streets of God. We want to dine with Him. We want to be lifted up with Him. We want to dwell with Him for eternity. There's a desire for every person that loves God. However, there's some things that got to be done before we get there. And those things are very important that we go by those things. Stand with me, please. Like I said, we're all going to have the Holy Ghost this afternoon. It's a desire of God for every person to have it. Like I said, it's not mine. It's not mine to give. I'm just like you are. There's not a difference between yourself and myself. The difference is just that I'm holding a microphone. That's it. I am man just like you are. And we are all desiring of God. You're desiring for the change that comes through the power of the Holy Ghost. Maybe you've been struggling to reach out to people. You've been struggling to give a Bible study. Been struggling in your prayer life. I'm here to tell you to say the Holy Ghost can change that. The Holy Ghost can empower you with boldness, with courage to stand tall and proclaim the word of God like never before. God can use you. He can transform you through the power of the Holy Ghost. You know the good thing about the Bible and the biblical characters we find in the Bible? They were just men and women just like you and I. And we can relate our lives to theirs. Like I earlier did speak of the apostles, Jesus did refer to them of little faith. They didn't have the faith to cast out devils. You know, they were so fearful for their lives. You know, the D1, you know, anything to happen to them. Just like you and myself. We are so afraid for anything to happen to us. When somebody comes and questions you something that's so daring, like or so life-threatening. And then, in order to get out of that option is to say a lie. Well, I'm just going to say a lie because we just want to leave. That's what Peter did. I don't condemn Peter for lying. He just wanted to leave. That's all he knew. That's all he knew at that time. He didn't know better. He didn't have the Spirit of God living inside of him. He was just a man like you and myself. But everything changed the very same moment he got the Holy Ghost inside of him. Because he understood from that very moment to say, it's not about me, but all about him. It's all about Jesus. If I die in the flesh, I'm going to find myself with him because I gave it all for him. That's why I came on Peter and the other apostles. And I do believe it's the very same with us. I don't know what area of your life you're struggling with that. You want the help of the Holy Ghost to help you. God is here this afternoon. And God can revive you. And God can restore you. And God can refresh you with the Holy Ghost. Then you're going to leave this place bold like never before. Full of courage like never before. Then you're going to take upon every devil that comes your way. That's a desire of God for your life this afternoon. If you are here and you have never received the Holy Ghost, well, you're in the right place. Like I said, I can't give it to you. But God is willing to give it to you. He said that He's going to pour it out upon all flesh. That includes yourself. And if you're desiring of it, God can give it to you. You could speak with no tongues, which is the evidence of the Holy Ghost living inside of you. God, He's in this place. And God wants us to be His sons and daughters. like the word of God says in Romans, that if you don't have the Spirit of God inside of you, then you are none of these. I believe you all want to be sons and daughters of God. I believe we all want to belong to Him. And if you're desiring to be a son and a daughter of God, then today is your day. You can become one. If you want to see Jesus one day, if you want to see Him on that glorious day when He shall come for the church, if you want to be raised up from the grave, you need the Holy Ghost, and you can get it today. God is willing to give it to everybody. Everybody. It doesn't matter what age you are. God has not a respect of age. God has not a respect of persons. God has not a respect of ethnicities and all that. Our God loves mankind. He came to die for each and every one of you. And He came to give His life for you and myself. That if we go by His word, that one day we'll be with Him for eternity. God is going to do a great thing in here. And I'm going to go ahead and just ask everybody to come forward, please. Just for everybody to come forward. I know it's a bit intimidating. Just let everybody just come forth here. I believe God is going to pour out of His Spirit in this place like never before. Just come forward. Those at the back, just come forward. You know, it's a bit intimidating, you know, walking up the front. But God is in this place. And I don't believe you came here to hear the sound of my voice. I am just like you are. But I believe that God is in this place, and God is going to do a great thing. And God is going to fill us with the Spirit, that we're going to speak with other tongues. He's going to refresh us. And those that have never received the Holy Ghost, that they're going to receive it. I would love for everybody to come, as if you could, in Jesus' name. Don't do it because I ask. Do it because of God. That you want your life touched by God. That you want your life transformed by God. Jesus is right here. You're in a very good place for that to happen. In the presence of Jesus, anything can happen. There are miracles. Lives are transformed. Lives are never the same in His presence. And we are standing literally before the throne room of God. Before His presence. Before Him. And before Him, anything can happen. Anything. Anything can happen because our God, He loves mankind. He loves mankind that He took Him Himself to reach you and myself. And the very same God that made the heavens and the earth want to dwell on the inside of you. He want to work inside of you and do great things within you. I'm going to ask the ministers of the church to come forward and just face the crowd. Can I have the ministers of the church, everybody that ministers here at Calvary Chapel, just come forth. Like I said, it's not mine to give, neither is for the ministers to give. But we're going to step out in faith, right? And we're going to ask God to do a work that only He can do. You have to exercise faith in order to receive the Holy Ghost. You have to focus your mind on God. And you have to ask Him sincerely to say, God, if this is essential for me to be saved, that I gotta have the Holy Ghost, I need it. I don't want you, God, to skip by and give someone else and me being left out. I gotta have it. I need it. And for those that have had it, guess what? You can be refreshed. You can be touched by God, that you're gonna leave this place bolder, you know, full of courage like never before. It's a desire of God to do so. And I'm just going to apply some few steps that's going to help us to get to that stage. First thing, you know, the word of God says that it's sin that separates us from God. You know, and I'm not here trying to say that you have to call out every sin that you've done. God knows what you've done. And it's not for me to know what you've done. And it's not for someone next to you to know what you've done. But when you repent of your sins, you know, and just ask God to forgive you for what you've done, you know, and just come before God and say, God, I'm sorry. You know, say sincerely, deep down within you, to say, God, I'm sorry for what I've done. The Bible says if we confess our sins, that He is faithful and just to forgive us of all of our sins. If you say sincerely within you, to say, God, I'm sorry for all the wrongs that I've done. We're going to get to a stage where we're going to all repent of our sins and ask God to forgive us. Then after that, we're going to shout hallelujah in this place. We'll shout it out loud as you can. Shout hallelujah as loud as you can. Shout it out in faith and believing that when you're shouting it, that a river of living water is going to break loose inside of you. And they're going to speak with other tongues. That includes everybody. It doesn't matter if you've spoken it before or not. But we're going to go to God again and ask for the flow of the Holy Ghost to flow on the inside of us. We got to have the Holy Ghost, you know, stirred up inside of us every single day. And after that, when we shout hallelujah, the ministers of this church are going to lay hands upon every person. And I believe with everything inside of me that this place is going to be shaken by the Holy Ghost like never before. Do you believe it? If you believe it, clap your hands, because God is going to do it. God is going to do it. God is going to do it. If we would have every eye closed, let's close our eyes. The reason why we're closing our eyes is to switch off every distraction. Get your focus on Jesus right now. Get your focus on Jesus right now and what God is about to do in your life. And we're going to lift our hands to the heaven right now. Let's lift our hands to the heavens right now as a sign of surrender and dependency from the Father, asking that He have His way, not our way in this place. That's good, that's good. And then now we're going to repent of our sins right now. We're going to say, God, forgive me for what I've done. God, I'm sorry. Come on, somebody open your mouth right now and tell God that you are sorry for what you've done. Ask God that you are sorry for all the wrongs that you've done right now. God is faithful and just to forgive you of every wrong that you've done. Come on, that's good. That's good. That's good. Keep your hands high to the heavens. That's good. God is going to pour out His Spirit. We're going to shout hallelujah together. And then you are to shout it as louder as you can. And after that, there's going to be a flow of the Holy Ghost in this place. Are you ready for it? Are you ready? We're going to shout it out together. One, two.